Let's bring him in, Mr. Sunshine, Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
You good?
Yep.
Everything all right?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to sports. Where do you want to start?
Hockey.
All right.
There's 12 teams in the, 16 teams in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
The Devils and the Rangers are 13th and 12th. You don't hear anything about them. They don't even talk about them in the media.
No.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I want to know why.
Well, it's...
How many years has the Rangers season been irrelevant?
Lately? Not many.
Three, four?
Yeah, maybe.
No, I mean irrelevant, not relevant.
maybe three or four. Maybe.
So in what direction is this team going?
This year, way down. An amazing, just almost off the face of the earth.
They won two games out of their last 10.
Amazing.
Yep, and you don't hear anything about it.
No.
It's like they don't exist. The reason why I'm saying it is because the hockey season is coming to a close. The Rangers and the Devils, they have 13 games left in their season. And you haven't heard anything about either team being said for I don't know how long.
Yeah.
Playing terrible hockey. Nothing's being brought to the forefront about it. All you hear about is how bad the Knicks are. Well, the Rangers aren't much better.
Yeah.
I mean, they're playing 500 hockey, but everybody's playing 500 hockey in this league.
You don't play 500 hockey if you're going to be a successful team in the National Hockey League.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
And so in what direction is this team going? Who's moving? What are they doing? Don't know anything about it.
All right. I'll take one now. The Giants were not going to pay Landon Collins $84 million with their payroll. The Redskins have for 6 years.
God bless them.
Yeah. $84 million, 6 years. I don't know how much of that is guaranteed, but it's still a big chunk of money.
Hey, the one thing I was right was Foles went to the Jaguars.
Yeah.
I said last year he would have definitely gone, and this year he still went. So there's no safety net for the Eagles anymore. Can't bring in a relief pitcher that saved the last two seasons. It's all on Mr. Wentz's shoulders now. Let's see how that works out.
It'll be interesting to see. It really will. It'll be unbelievable.
I don't think it's going to work out too well.
Well,
and then. Another development that's brewing in football, the Giants wide receiver may be going to the 49ers. They might be sending a second-round pick to the Giants for Beckham. And if the Giants can swing that deal, I'd make sure that he's in a car to the airport.
And what pick do the 49ers have?
The second pick.
The second pick?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you can get the first and second pick.
Not the first and second pick. The second pick.
Second pick, and then the Giants have like the fourth pick, I think.
You make that deal.
Yeah, because you get two picks in the top five.
You get two picks in the top five, and you get rid of a headache.
We'll
a headache with a lot of money attached to it.
Well, we'll have
you make
to,
that deal.
I'll have to see what happens.
Yep, that would be a good move if they do it.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. It'll also free up a lot of cash. It'll also free up a lot of money.
Oh, it's a win situation all around.
Where they can go out and get some more offensive linemen.
Well, I don't know about that. You can get one when you have two out of the top five picks. You can get one offensive lineman, and you can get another player. But
I'm talking about
a lot of money in your payroll department.
Yeah, where if you need to pick, if someone comes up on the market that you see that you like, you can actually afford to go after.
Yep.
Yeah, well.
It's a deal, I think, if it's out there, they have to make.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with that. Let's see, what else? Anything else? Oh, I'm trying to think if there's not really much going on.
Not a lot. Just a lot of movement in the NFL yesterday. I think today some of the college tournaments start, which is interesting stuff. And it's going to be a good week for college basketball. See if the Phantom returns for Duke.
All right, well, The only time I watch basketball, either NBA or college, is the tournament. NBA, it's the finals, and the college, it's when they actually start the tournament.
I've been watching college basketball more this year than before. And the NBA, for some reason, it doesn't work on my TV. I put the channel on, and it's just dark, so I can't watch it. My TV's, it must be the way that the manufacturer said it. It's NBA proof.
All right. Well, that's about it. And let's see, it's only Tuesday, so we still got Wednesday and Thursday to trudge through here.
2 weeks to opening day.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I bet you the players are too.
Not. Of course, I got to come back north. That's right. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to snow.
Yeah, it's a good possibility. Somewhere it might be canceled because of snow. Doesn't Minnesota play outside?
Minnesota plays outside, yes, they
do. Maybe
they're
on a 16-game road trip to start the season.
Yikes. All right. I'll check with you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.